If you would like to support the Riders Live Podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live Podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Riders Live Podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option three, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. Let's get it.
They call him
Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. Today, we're back with a bonus episode. I haven't did an episode by myself in a while, so I thought I'd bring y'all a little bonus content because I'm hungry. I did a live in 2020 prior to me dropping the podcast, and I wanted to let y'all know that the live that I did was actually the motivation and catalyst for me starting the Riders Live podcast. So I just wanted to bring y'all this episode to see that the mind frame and mindset that I was in prior to dropping the Riders Live podcast. We're into season 6 of the podcast, and I appreciate everybody that's been rocking with the show. Like I mentioned before, we're 1/3 through the season, and I appreciate everybody for rocking with me. I want to give a special shout out to Big Smash and Bet the House Podcast, because before me starting the podcast, I was featured on his show or a guest of his show maybe 2 or 3 times before I ever thought about turning on the mic and doing any type of podcast. So I want to salute him and give him his flowers. Let everybody know what this journey was like for me prior to me starting. People in my city weren't seeing eye to eye. Everybody was being selfish and doing their own thing. And I always try to stress that it's power and numbers, keeping a positive mindset, and just sticking to and focusing on overall growth. But I ain't gonna hold y'all too long. I am the Riders Live, what's poppin' artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
Ben Malik, what up, Joe?
Shot-town.
Hey, good looking on the beat, fam.
Cameroon.
Hey, I told you we was gonna get it done, didn't I?
Let's get it.
Check this out. I needed a beat, sent the homie a kite, ignited a fuse and started melting mics. 1 of 4, that means I'm one of a kind. Rah rah or art for sculpture lines. The black sheep who don't love their mother, how could I not? Thanks for giving me life. Keep winning. Both kicking ass, I'ma keep jotting. Them other kids is rotten. My MO, known for moving around, post up, checking a bag and tearing it down. A hustling dog when it's money to get. Make it without compromise, open your eyes, stick to your guns with minimal sacrifices. The power piece is priceless, enjoy what life is. The essence of the art, expressing your art. Birthed in Regal Queens, living out dreams. Treaty, Josh. Treasure, shine a bun. What's up?
Yeah, yeah.
The hunt side.
Hold on.
Yesterday was yesterday, today is today. You never war with a lion, them niggas was prey. I know where you live, I know where you stay. My advice to you is stay out my way. No bad energy, never put me in a box. Pop up non-stop like Jack in a box. Keypad gangsta thuggin' on that blue app. Facebook jail, y'all telling on that. Rise of the pussies, return of the mods. When I catch you Thundercat, on God. You don't stick to morals, ain't standing on shit. Bad carrying, hair longer than your bitch. Ed the Bevins niggas, hiding in the Hondos. Rather tap you with flows, clueless to runos. It's hip hop, trap bang on the block. Lyrical skill, and non-stop drills. I'm built different,
took it back.
Cut from a different cloth, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad we got this done malically.
Rhyme.
You understand?
Proper execution.
That was my song, Riders, off my self-titled album, Riders. And that song was produced by Ben Malik. That song is available on all streaming platforms off of my album, Riders. That's available on all streaming platforms as well. Good morning. I just want to holler at everybody right quick. Wait for a few more people to get on the live. What up? What up? Okay, I'm gonna just get into it. You know what I'm saying? Chicago got one of the biggest movements in the world. You know, everybody piggyback off what we doing and everything. But, the way shit going and the way things been happening, you know, nobody don't want to fuck with us. We can't even fuck with each other. You know what I'm saying? And excuse me for cussing and everything like that. But we got a lot of success platforms, artists, everything. You know, if everybody took what they know and put it together, we could have something really big. I ain't even saying on a permanent basis. Just even if people did one show. That's why people have business meetings. You know what I'm saying? You want to get the perspective from the other person, what they trying to do. Like, for example, like Donald Trump and the Hiltons. Donald Trump went to the Hiltons and got a letter of recommendation. The Hiltons wrote that letter and was like, yo, give him the bread. And he started getting hotels and shit. Now he wealthy. We can't do that shit with each other because there's too many motherfucking emotions involved. Whatever you got going on, nobody not saying stop doing whatever you doing and everything. Just pick up the phone and call somebody and holler at them and see how we could get this money. You know what I'm saying? We got the most boominest market. And when I go everywhere else, people, they love Chicago, but they scared to fuck with us. Because we don't look right. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give y'all another example. Everybody know hustlers and people who sold drugs. You know, these white people, they take everything that we have and they just make a nuclear bomb up out of this shit. Not one weed dispensary. Nobody mama got kidnapped. The back door ain't get kicked in. Nobody had to kill their best friend because they fucking bought a car. They ain't watching what nobody wearing. And every month, they making $62 million plus of one fucking dispensary. And they don't even want to let us get in the game. Violence fuck up shit. Emotions fuck up shit. All I'm saying is, if you got a problem with somebody or if you want to do business with somebody, reach out to them. Sit down. If you can't stand a person, send somebody, you know, from your camp or on your team that's level-headed that could get to the goal that you're trying to accomplish. As opposed to being divided. It's so many people here that got talent. It's so many leaders. We got a lot of good leaders and shit here, man. And we just not using what we got right. You know what I'm saying? We ain't maximizing our full potential. Because instead of admiring what somebody doing, you know, people want to hate on that shit. You know, so like my buddy Terrell Lawson, he got a booming podcast. I love it. It's one of my favorite podcasts. Matter of fact, it is my favorite podcast. My boy Brian Redman, he got two booming podcasts on YouTube. Relationship Rehab and Guns of America, United Guns of America. Both of the shows booming. We ain't got the heat check. I love that shit. I love it. You know, it's a good show. He putting on for the artists. Nino Colleone, he doing what he do. He trying to do stuff, you know, but it could be a lot better. I don't know if I'm just looking at shit from a fucked up lens or what. I don't know. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. But we got a lot of leaders and we could get so much done together. We ain't got to be nitpicking and shit. We ain't got to be listening. You know, it's good to listen to your man because your man got your back. But everybody have a limited scope of things, you know. They might not understand certain shit. And they just going off what they know. But everything that you see, it ain't what it is. You know, you most definitely can't judge a book by its cover. But we can come together and get this bread. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, we don't want to work with each other here, but people respect what we do. I don't know if nobody ever been out of town or through shows in another state. You just can't come to nobody's state or city or whatever, you know. You want people to be hospitable to you. You know what I'm saying? You want to make sure that you're okay. You want to make sure that you're good. You want to make sure that you have a good turnout. You want to make sure that it ain't no bullshit going on or none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And people, they still gonna come here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't trying to be the man. I'm comfortable in my own skin. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm a king, but I'm just saying, we got so many movements. If we threw one big show, and I'm not saying, hey, everybody, I want y'all to get up with me so we could throw one big show and get this money. I need y'all to do this. I need y'all to do that. No, I'm not saying that at all. It'll be a good thing if that can happen. But, you know, pride, hate, ego, jealousy, all that shit get in the way of, you know, success. Like I just said earlier about the weed dispensaries. These motherfuckers is getting money. They sleeping good at night. They ain't got to worry about nobody coming in their fucking house. They bills paid. They ain't worried about no snake shit. They ain't worried about none of that shit. They just getting to the bag. And that's what we gotta do. We gotta focus on getting to the bag. What's up, Cyro? What up, cuz? You know. That's one thing about my family. We gonna get to the bag. But y'all my family too and shit. And we just gotta come together and do this shit, man. It's called business. Business. No personal feelings should be involved in none of this shit. You know, if you got your movement, you got it. You know what I'm saying? You got your mink coat, your Lexus, whatever the fuck you got. You know what I'm saying? That's your shit. Whatever it's meant for you, it's going to be that. Nobody can't take that away from you. You know what I'm saying? So, man, we gotta do better as a people, man. We got to do better. We got to stick together, and we got to focus on that bread. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that fake it till you make it shit and all of that. Hey, what up, Lit? Hey, you want to come on, Lit? Lit, what up? I guess not. I will. Yo, what up, Lit? Yeah, I'm saying, like, back in the day, me and my guys, we was working on a project. And, like, for the first 10 or 11 weeks and shit, motherfuckers was stagnant because all the clicks, all the crews and everybody, you know, when we had these meetings, motherfuckers would be huddled up talking shit. But, you know, the real go-getters, they was about it. So everybody who was a leader in these circles, I reached out to them and we made shit happen. You know what I'm saying? So that 11 weeks that was wasted, we knocked that shit down into about 2 or 3 weeks. We got the project done and shit, we made it happen. Fuck all that. Oh, say this, say that. Money is green. Nobody had to die. Nobody got killed. Nobody got shot. We made a dope ass project and we got money. We got money together. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about. We got to uplift each other, man. I don't care. You none without the fans. You none without customers. You can't do everything about yourself. I mean, by yourself, you know, you got to look to God, you got to have faith, and you got to believe in whatever it is you're doing. So if you sit across the table from another man, somebody else that's successful and getting it, instead of having resentment, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can have a meeting of the mind and some that you like, and then, you know, that jewel or just fall out. And then you could grow, and then other shit could come from that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do the music, but I do a whole lot of other shit. You know, but, I mean, I do a lot of consulting. I like to help people. I like to see people win. I like to see people win. I don't want no accolades. I don't want nothing from none. I just want to make sure you able to take care of yourself, sustain your family, and most importantly, be successful. You know what I'm saying? Without no type of resentment or none of that shit, man. Keep doing what you already doing, but you want to add on to what you already have. It's important. It's important to grow. You want to add on to what you already got. You know, and you can have so much more. You know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of talented artists here, you know, not only with the music. We got some talented hustlers and shit. Motherfuckers who know how to hustle real estate, hustle anything, you know. I mean, we got to do this. We got to do this shit, man. Don't be scared. Don't be scared to reach out to nobody. I ain't saying ask for no handout or none of that shit. I'm talking about getting things accomplished, getting it done together. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all the smoke and mirrors and all of that bullshit. Fuck that. I'm independent. It's hard being independent. It's hard being independent, but you know, you ain't nothing without the fan, but anything worth having is worth working for. You know what I'm saying? So we gotta get it, y'all. We gotta do better. You know. So if anybody talking about making money or, you know, trying to get to the bag, man, I'm all with it. Any artist who wanna do something, what up, Terrell? Any artist that wanna do something, you know, let's do it. It's all about multiple streams of revenue. So, you know, I got the Huntside Music. I'ma do that shit. I ain't on here trying to sell records. I ain't on here trying to build myself up. I'm trying to, you know, make y'all realize that y'all kings in y'all own skin. Y'all already know. Ain't nobody looking in the mirror and their reflection ducking. That's a miserable existence. You know what I'm saying? We want to have multiple streams of revenue, but we got to work together. Like I said, you know, these Europeans, they done fucking legalized drugs and they making a fucking killing. I ain't telling nobody what to do. I ain't advising nobody what to do. Just keep doing what you do. And just think, if you had a fraction of that bag, without a pistol, without a gun, without any hate, without any jealousy, without any resentment, you know what I'm saying? You'll get more support from a stranger than, you know what I'm saying, somebody you know. But that's cool. That's cool. You know, you can't make nobody support you. You can't make nobody buy your shit. But we on the internet every day. It's 2.5 billion people on this motherfucker that love to spend a dollar and shop with you. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what people don't know. We got to get up out of this little box that we trapped in and shit. Me, I, you know, I'm better than you. I got this going on. Hey, I'm happy for everybody. I am happy for everybody. But things can change from one conversation. That's what I'm saying. It's about progress. It's about growth and development and moving forward. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bet It On The House podcast. You know, he been consulting me about the podcast game and helping me with the things that I need, and I appreciate that. You know, I'm finna do the Ride or Slide podcast. You know, I'm gonna have episodes every Friday, but it's gonna kick off January 1st. I ain't on here to promote that. I'm on here to promote togetherness, building. You know what I'm saying? You know, just because I'm saying this, it don't mean that I want nothing. I'm just saying that you can't see the big picture. When you playing chess, you gotta see the whole board. You gotta see the whole board. You can't make no rational moves. You can't make no emotional decisions. That shit is conflicting, man. You know, when you move off emotions, you move reckless and dangerous and shit. You know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is, anybody that's doing something, you know, shout out to the Raw Radio. They doing good for the city. Everybody doing good for themselves. I'm proud of everybody movement. I support everybody movement. I'm not asking nobody to support my movement. That ain't what I'm on here for. I'm just saying, if, you know, if we had a meeting, instead of assuming that, oh, this person don't fuck with me, this person don't like me, what's up with dude, and all that shit, pick up the phone, set that shit up, sit down with a motherfucker, man, kick it, then talk, be men. We are men. Fuck all that little catty shit, man. Look over that. We are all men. Men get to it. You know what I'm saying? We handle that business. You know, it's about getting to the bag. Getting to the bag. We got too much talent. And another thing, like that word industry. I don't know if y'all noticed. I've been in the game a long time. I ain't trying to preach to nobody or none of that shit, but you know, when the mom and pop stores was up, I was hustling my shit and moving my shit. You know, you used to have to beg motherfuckers to get on the radio. You know, it's a term that we use. It's called gatekeeper. Motherfuckers holding you back and this and that, you know. Fuck that. It's wide open now. It's a way more broader level playing field. It ain't no more gatekeepers no more. You know what I'm saying? You know, and the point that I'm really trying to make is, if you see all these promos about like the Breakfast Club people, DJ Envy and WGCI and all of that, they want your song bad than a motherfucker now when they wouldn't even give you a chance. They practically, you know, cooking you breakfast and cleaning your house for you to fuck with them now. That's some bullshit. You know, all this industry shit is smoke and mirrors. It's smoke and mirrors. And all my independent people know, you know what I'm saying? You can sell 20,000 copies and live like a fucking boss. You know what I'm saying? You got your shit on all these platforms, SoundCloud, all that shit. Look at the analytics, see where your audience is, set up shows. Go get that motherfucking bag, man. Go get it. Get you some property and live. You know what I mean? Do what you gotta do. But we got a lot of movements and we gotta come together, man. We gotta come together as men. You know what I'm saying? So basically, that's all I gotta say is that it's power in numbers. United we stand, divided we fall, man. We dying and shit, getting killed over bullshit, over misunderstandings. Motherfuckers is looking at things through blurry lenses and shit. You know, they got our thought process and the way we look at each other all messed up and shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I gotta say, y'all, man. Let's just get to the bag. One.